And let's continue on today's KCII PM Sports page. It's now time for our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. This week's recipient is Washington's Brennan Horrock. Brennan, congratulations on the honor, and thanks for joining me here today.
Yep, thank you. Really appreciate it.
So, Brennan, great start to the season. You've had plenty of great finishes. Just your overall outlook on the season as a whole for yourself or your team. Just what do you think of how the season's been progressing?
I think it's going really well so far. We all put in a bunch of miles over the summer, and each day I'm being pushed, whether it's by my teammates or my brother, to get better each and every day. And it's really gone well so far.
And some personal goals that you set out for the year, and maybe some team goals as well.
Personally, coming into the season, I wanted to try and make the all-conference team. Last year I got injured on the course and I wasn't able to finish. So that's definitely a big goal for me this year. And as a team, we're just trying to stay with, like, Fairfield and some of the other teams in our conference and get a shot to be out there with some teams like Mount Pleasant.
And given that this is your senior year, your final go-around, what's the leadership style that you bring to your team?
I try to just work hard every day in practice, because those freshmen and in middle schoolers look up to you, and they watch you every move. So working hard and trying not to complain about the workouts, even if they can be tough some days.
Well, to go back what you said earlier, you mentioned your brother Evan. You all have a lot of great finishes on the season between the two. How is that kind of relationship of one pushing the other? I'm sure since you were probably young, you've had that relationship of pushing each other. How's that relationship of both of you on the same team there?
Yeah, we've been running together for some time now. This is our second season, but we've been doing quite a bit more than that. At practice, we're always running together. He pushes me like no other, and it's really been nice to have a partner running in some of those races, knowing that you can stick with him, and we kind of run a strategy that way.
Mm-hmm. Is there some friendly competition between the two, I'm sure?
yeah, there is a little. He'll catch me someday. He'll catch me someday.
There you go. Well, to go back also what you said a little bit earlier, you mentioned the miles that you put in the off season. Specifically, map out what it takes to be a good cross-country runner in the off season.
Well, in the summer, like each day of the week I run, and I run on Saturdays and I take Sunday off. And each day I pretty much, some days I do long runs, some days I go to the track and do sprint work. And I think altogether I run about 250 miles, maybe a couple more than that. But
awesome.
And I try to just log it on a calendar for myself.
Busy summer it was. Well, to go over to your coach, Coach Shantz, what's her style as a coach and what do you like about her?
I really like that at our practices we really work the hills. So when it comes to meets and we're running on the hilly course, we're used to it and it's nothing we haven't seen before. I really like that about her, and some of the practices are almost harder than the meets, mm-hmm. and it just makes our meet experience that much easier for us and better.
Very good. Well, you mentioned a couple different courses. She works the hills a lot. With that in mind, you've been to quite a few on the year. What's your favorite course if you had to pinpoint one, and why?
As much as we work hills, I'm kind of starting to get sick of them. So I'd have to say my favorite course is Fort Madison, just because it's super flat and it's all shaded. There's trees everywhere, mm-hmm. and you don't have to worry about the sun getting to you.
I'm sure you're not alone when you say don't like all those hills, but that sounds good. Well, to get away from cross country a little bit, Brennan, you're also involved in basketball and track. Do you have a favorite?
I'd say track, just because I'm used to running and it kind of goes hand in hand with cross country because I do the distance stuff there.
Brennan, to go back that you are a senior, you'll be graduating at the end of the year. With that in mind, do you have an idea what you want to do post-graduation?
Yeah, after high school, I'm planning to either attend Creighton or Iowa State University to major in something with business. I'm not really sure what yet, but mm-hmm. it's all along those lines.
Interesting. Well, those two schools, what really jumped out to you about both of them?
I've liked Iowa State a lot because my dad went there, and we've been going up to the football games and whatnot since I could walk. Mm-hmm. And Creighton, I just really like how they set their studies up, and how you can choose your major when you're junior in college, and they prepare you really well, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, kind of a fun one when you're not logging all those miles and doing all your different sports. What do you like to do in your free time?
I like to hunt and fish. I spend a lot of time down in the pond fishing over mm-hmm. the summer and whenever I can get out there.
What do you usually go after fish-wise?
Definitely bass. Yeah.
You said you have a pond that you usually go to?
Yeah, we have a neighborhood pond, Lake Trio.
Awesome. So, yeah. Sounds good. Well, last question before I let you go, Brennan. Our sponsor, Hedgebove Lawn Care, prides themselves on core values such as honesty and respect. What are some of your core values?
The one core value that I always try to go off is to always be honest with your workouts. Just do what's expected of you. Don't try to cut corners. You won't help yourself, and you won't help the rest of the team. So honesty is definitely a big one during cross country.
Well, Brennan, it's been fun talking to you here today. Congratulations on the honor, and good luck the rest of the season.
Yep, thank you. I really appreciate it.
That was Brennan Horak of the Washington Cross Country Team. Join us as this week's Hedgebove Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. Plenty of great finishes Brennan has had, and a lot of top tens, putting together a fantastic senior season. Best of luck to him and his team the rest of the way. Let's step aside. We'll come back with more of the PM Sports page right after this.